Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. In section number one, the introduction, we're pleased to see that in paragraph three there's an inclusion to human rights, taking into account this is one of our written proposals. We were also wondering whether it wouldn't be worth including a reference to the environment, bearing in mind that many of the obligations enshrined in the convention require compliance with international standards applicable to the environment. We're flexible as regards that point, but we would like to see that we're pleased to see the inclusion of the human rights suggestion. Paragraph four, we support the comments that have been made by Mexico, the ICRC, the CMC, on assessing whether it's relevant to include this sentence on not of a normative nature, whether we need to include that phrase. We understand that this is a document which guides the work of the convention and will do so over the next 5 years. And so having this reference would seem to be a little bit of a barrier to the aim of this overall plan of action. On section two, guiding principles and actions, action four, we believe the proposals from the delegation of Mozambique are relevant, and as are those from Mexico. And we wonder whether in this section, whether we just want to focus in fact on the gender balance and perhaps not, or and perhaps look at further reflecting diversity as well. So we would propose that in the second line, after boys and men from all age groups and diverse groups, if we add that, because we understand that often contaminated areas or areas affected by cluster munitions are often occupied by indigenous peoples, among others. And perhaps it's relevant then to reflect the impact, not only the gender impact, but also the impact suffered by these diverse groups. These would be our comments for now. Thank you, sir.